to another edition of Christian Family Matters, where your Christian family matters. I'm Robin Johnston, your host, and we'd like to welcome back in the last of our series with Larry Bellotta, family and marriage coach, regarding the flag page. This is a wonderful, wonderful instrument for learning about your motivations, your heart, but especially about those of your spouse. Let's listen to this story of Keldon and Sandra Scott. Keldon's a divorce attorney, and Sandra and Keldon actually were divorced and remarried. So let's join Larry Bellotta and his guests, Keldon and Sandra Scott.
So, Kel, you have a most fascinating story as a divorce attorney, and I'm in the marriage restoration business, and I never actually get to talk to divorce attorneys. Talking to you is really good, and the fact that Sandra, the girl you married, divorced, and remarried, is on the phone with us.
Yeah.
Hi, Sandra.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Kel, can you give me a little recap of the history so people can hear this the initial condensation of your story?
Yes, I was married to Sandra. We call her Sam. And I went to law school. We were married for 24 years. By that time, I had been a divorce attorney for approximately 18, 19 years. And in October of 2005, believing that I had all of the answers, I decided to separate, and we were divorced in March of 2007, and with the power of the Spirit and a lot of prayer, we were remarried on July the 9th of 2008, this summer.
Are you saying that God tapped you on the shoulder and said you need to get back to this girl?
So God was obviously the one that really was the intervening factor for me getting back on track with my own life. For 18 years, as I indicated, I did divorce practice and was convinced during that period of time that once you have that feeling of falling out of love, that there's really no way that it could ever be reestablished. After I separated, that's exactly what happened. My mother and father were instrumental in praying for me, as was my sister. And my wife was very instrumental in letting God do all of the work and praying herself. And where I thought I was doing all the smart things that a guy of the education and status that I had thought was the way to go. I remember praying a simple prayer. I call it a insignificant or superficial prayer that I had at the time, since I did have a fundamental background in spirituality and church. And I prayed, "Forgive my sins, give me peace," and I'd try to go to sleep. and of course, I didn't go to sleep.
Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sandra, you're a peace woman, a woman of peace. He's praying for peace. Tell me what's happening to you after this divorce.
I guess I just decided I had struggled. We were separated for a long time, and we thought we were trying to get it to work, and it wasn't working, and I had to find my own peace at that point. The divorce happened, and I just let it go. I figured I needed to put my future in somebody else's hands, because obviously I didn't have control of it anymore, and I just had to let it be what it was. And thankfully, you know, it turned out as I would have desired it to be also. So
when he came back to you, did that surprise you?
Not completely. I'll say yes to a certain extent. I had a lot of support people behind me that just said, you know, let it happen. Let things happen the way that God wants them to happen, and just be open to anything that's out there. It wasn't overly surprising to me, because during the time of separation, it was a very topsy-turvy. It was an on-again, off-again, maybe, maybe not. So when he came back, I don't know that I was surprised. I was more unsure of it. Was it really true this time?
All right, so on that note of doubt, tell me where you encountered the flag page and the call with Jane, my translator, my marriage translator, Jane Duberstein. At what point did you encounter that? Was it after your remarriage?
No. When Kelvin and I started a relationship again after we were divorced, I had heard of the Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar that was put on locally here the year before. And I kind of had it in my heart thinking, you know, if maybe this would be a good thing for us to do. Kelvin was not open to it at the time, and I never really mentioned it at the time because that was in 2007. And then after we had reintroduced the relationship after the divorce in 2008, we were fortunate enough that it was being shown again, or that it was being made available to people again locally also. And I asked Kel about that and asked him if he would go. He was open to it. And fortunately, we had some friends that also said that they would go with us. And that's where we were introduced to the flag page, and it really grabbed us, and it gave us hope, gave us a lot of hope. And that's when we started talking with Jane and really digging into the flag page.
Now, for those who don't know anything about the flag page is a single page that is created in 5 minutes, do it online, and it ends up creating a portrait of how each of you succeed and why you're uniquely good. And why that's, first of all, how you're different and why that's good. So there was a story that when you got on the phone with Jane, because you wanted to learn more about your flag page, and so you talked to Jane, and she, and that night, which is about an hour phone call or so, she told you a story about your two flag pages. So, Kel, when you started hearing this story in your flag page and how you were different from Sandra and why you were different from Sandra, learning this from Jane, tell me what do you remember about that call?
Well, I remember that when we left the Laugh Your Way program, we were really impressed with the program, and we wanted to not let it lie there. And the flag page was suggested to find out what was right about you, what was the important thing about you. So I got the certificates at that time, Larry, that enabled us to go out and put, you know, our basically run through the flag page itself and find out what our motivators were and what countries we were from. But Sam really wanted to, we were talking about becoming marriage, going into the, to do the Laugh Your Way program itself, and Sam
so
wanted
mean,
to
you,
do the whole
you
line.
Actually wanted to be, do what Jane does.
Well, we were talking about being marriage, doing the program, the I forget the nomenclature that's used for the Laugh Your Way program.
Yeah,
but
so you were going
to go
through
the
marriage program.
Line. Sam is, as we learned, from Peace Country, and so she thought that she'd be better, rather than being up front in the States and doing a video presenter for the Laugh Your Way program, she felt like she could help a lot of people over the phone, so we wanted to find out what the Hope Line was all about.
Okay.
And that's when we really got into the detail of the flag page and how it really, you know, can change the way that you perceive the things that are happening to you vis-a-vis your spouse. And I don't know if you want to go into the flag page right now.
Well,
but
yeah,
story...
let me ask you, Kel. Let me ask you, what stuck with you in Jane's explanation about you and your strengths through the flag page?
I always knew that I was a fun person, and so when I saw the flag page, I knew I was going to come out from fun country. But
okay.
What really stuck out in my mind was an explanation for the way that I felt Sam reacted when I tried to pull her into what I now know as my fun country. I always perceived her reactions to my trying to draw her into my country as negative. I thought she was no fun. I thought that she had a bad attitude. I thought she had a negativity. I give the example, it was at a work function. We were playing sand volleyball, and I really wanted her to have fun. I wanted her to enjoy herself, and so I said, come on, jump in here, have some fun with us. And she was very, very withdrawn and did not want to do it. And so it became a negativity for me, saying, well, why don't you just want to come have fun with me? And she went over and sat by a tree. And I remember going over to her saying, you know, you're bringing more attention to yourself sitting by this tree than you are if you would have just got in and enjoyed the game. And she said, I was already enjoying it. And there's no way I could understand that.
Sam, tell me about your reaction to what Kel did about you going over to the tree and drawing attention to yourself. Tell me what you were feeling and going through.
I think the more that he pushed, the worse that it got, the more I was like, I don't want to do it, and I already told you I don't want to do it. And there was this no way that I was going to after he made, to me, he was making a scene. I was just standing with some other people to begin with, enjoying watching the game and just, you know, having a good time in a different way. And the more he tried to draw me in, the more I almost became more adamant and dug my feet in and just wasn't going to do it. Probably not the appropriate response, but that is how I responded to it. I felt like he couldn't accept me for just relaxing and enjoying the afternoon in the sun. And that's hard when you feel like you're not being accepted for who you are.
Is that the only time that's ever happened to you with Kel?
No. No, that's probably just one of the easiest examples of it.
It happened a lot, right?
Yes.
And Larry, that's what I thought that was so beautiful about the whole program itself was because, you know, the way that Mark Unger talks about the brain problems becoming heart problems, the way that we see each other becoming heart problems, I took that just as a total diss to me, that she didn't want to join me, and I had no concept of why she would want to do that. When you go to the flag page and you can see what drives your spouse, what makes her happy, and then ask the question to yourself, why would I want to do something to the person that I love that would make her unhappy? And that's what I was doing. Every time I tried to draw her into fun country when she was already having fun, because I would be yanking her out of that, not knowing, even though I was trying to do what was right, not knowing that that was creating havoc for her. And because it created havoc for her, it sent a message to my heart that says, she doesn't like me. She doesn't enjoy being around me. She doesn't want to do what I want to do. Therefore, she doesn't love me.
What a great illustration that is. You know, like Mark Unger always says, you know, turning head problems to heart problems. Look at this basic idea. There's four people in the world. There have been four people in the world since Hippocrates talked about them thousands of years ago, but we still don't understand there's four people in the world. And two of the countries, fun is what you are first, and peace, which is what Sam is. Those two natures are very, very different. And fun people, especially as high voting as you are on the flag page, up to 176 votes, which is high for those who don't know about the flag page. And Sam voting for peace country at 136 votes, which is high, especially for peace people. You have a fun person who needs a social, outgoing, show your feelings, talk with your hands, make your face move, make your voice go up and down, move
right.
Everything. Right? And then Sam is nothing like that, doesn't show it that way. What a basic, you know, thing you ought to know, but you didn't know. So then when you learned this, you started treating her differently. And Sam, what's he treat you like now that he understands this very different way you are?
I guess he knows that I'll always be there. I may not, like at this party, I would be there with him. I may not be in the middle and in the mix and that look at me kind of display of fun. But he knows that I'm having fun. And he also knows that the more I warm up to it and the more comfortable I get with my surroundings without being pushed into it, that I may on my own come to that conclusion that maybe I would want to join in the game.
So, Kel, is that exactly what you now know?
That's exactly what I know now. I just lay back because, number one, I know that she loves me. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people, and they tell me, my divorce clients tell me, I know my husband loves me or I know my wife loves me, but I'm not in love anymore. And with that foundation, I'm firmly convinced after all of this, if that really is, you know, the truth, I think that the marriage can be saved because I just knowing the differences between the way our brain works now, knowing that she has a motivation that's entirely different than mine and being able to try to promote that motivation that she has makes it a lot easier for me to accept when she acts in a certain way. I'm not telling you that it's perfect because I still wonder sometimes, but I don't take it immediately and converted it into something that she's doing to intentionally irritate. In fact, the programming I have in my mind is that it's not going to irritate me because in just an hour or in 10 minutes, it's going to be entirely different. Don't let the way that you're feeling right now change the way that you react to her right now. And that's really been
critical for even we laugh about our little disagreements now, because you just see it happening and you see, you know, how I could have reacted in a negative, mean way, and how then it would just, you know, snowball from there, and it doesn't do that right now. And, you know, I wrote her a Christmas card and meant every minute of it that I love her more today than the first day that I met her. And 3 years ago, those words couldn't have even come out of my mouth.
We're going to take a quick break now. Be sure to come back and join us with Larry and his guests, Sandra and Keldon Scott.
We're accidentally in love. Accidentally in love.
With the divorce rate so high, many organizations and coaches are doing all they can to help couples solve their marriage troubles. One of the most unique programs available brings together a list of benefits that both men and women find highly attractive, and it offers real help for marriages.
The program is called The Fulfilled Couple. What makes it so unique are these 20 reasons why The Fulfilled Couple is a better key to rebuilding a struggling marriage.
First, there are no office visits, and a live coach works with you by phone. It's multimedia. The content is delivered through video, reading, listening, and live private calls.
You build your marriage at home. 88% of couples report a reduction in tension. 72% of couples report seeing each other in a different way. Husbands perform more services for their wives.
Oh, you like that. Well, here's one. Wives find sexual attraction to their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Couples learn how to eliminate their negative feelings in just 60 seconds, and both see self-confidence increase.
Children become more emotionally stable, and no one becomes the bad guy. It removes blame from both spouses.
That's a plus. The program works with the way the brain and emotions perform. It simplifies complex ideas with pictures. It's 90% less than the cost of a wedding, and 90% less than the cost of a divorce.
It keeps wealth in the family. It has a clear beginning and a clear end.
And reason 20?
The author of this program has been married 34 years.
Now, what marriage program can do all that? Watch the video at FulfilledCouple.com and see for yourself.
That's FulfilledCouple.com. Let's welcome back Larry Bellotta, family and marriage coach, and his guest today.
Now, that's a lot of hope when a divorce attorney says that.
Yes.
Who's around divorce all the time, right, Robin?
That is correct, and who had been divorced himself and put this back together. It's quite amazing.
Larry, I have to tell you that just the motivation, I mean, it hasn't worked out for the Laugh Your Way video presentation right now because of the, you know, the just logistics and stuff right now. But I can tell you that in 19 years of practice before this 20th year of practice, I can recall one couple reconciling in the thousands of divorces that I have done. One.
Wow.
And since January, just even recognizing that there could be this sliver of hope for a lot of my clients, I've suggested to them that there's another way. And I know of two that have stopped their divorce. I know of three that have not filed their divorce, and I know many that have not filed that haven't come to my office that are either friends or people that have said, hey, talk to Keller Sam, because they've done this. They haven't gone to see their attorney, and there's some work to it. I'm not suggesting that it doesn't take a commitment to go watch a video or go to a live presentation or spend a lousy $10 to go out on to the internet and put this information into the internet to find out who you are, but more importantly, to find out who your spouse are. Mark Unger asks the question, which just surprised me, and I ask my clients now, if they can tell me what motivates their wife or their husband, and they look at you. I laughed about it when I thought to myself, okay, I'm just shallow. When Mark asked the question, I didn't really have the answer. I said, well, most other men would, or certainly the women would. But I ask my clients, you know, what makes your husband get up in the morning? What makes your wife get up in the morning? And I tell you,